Hello and welcome to another episode of Paranormal United States. This is episode 13, unlucky for some, Illinois.
Definitely unlucky for the people living where we're going to go visit now. there's quite a lot of, looking around Illinois, there's again, just tons and tons of stories and places that have got this rich history and stuff. But I want to go to a little town. And it was once referred to by Mark Twain, the writer, as a dismal little river town. However, more recently, it's been called or known as the most haunted small town in America.
Wow. Okay.
Obviously, a claim that lots of places say the most haunted this, the most haunted that. So we'll see how this little town fares. And that's the town of Alton. Which is a small town, like I say. It's only got a population of 26,000-27,000.
Okay.
It's right on the border with Mississippi, on the banks of the river Mississippi. And it's literally just outside of St. Louis, so it's right, literally, in the bottom corner of Illinois, right near Mississippi. So, again, within this little town, there's tons of stories and places that have got all these legends. But one of them is the McPike House. Or the McPike Mansion, which, as you can see, it does have, it's an impressive building, and it does have that haunted house sort of look. Yeah. So it's very creepy to look at. And that was built in 1869 by the McPike family, and it's been unoccupied since the 50s. However, it's believed that Eleanor and Henry McPike, the original owners, still roam the corridors of their old home. And visitors report seeing orbs, strange lights, hearing odd noises. And they've even captured like figures of people in the background of the photographs when like, nobody was stood there. And some claim that the occurrences date back to before the house was built. That there's some Native American land around there and some ghosts that come sort of from the Native American side of things. And even a possible residue coming from an underground railway stop that was underneath the building. So it's just the whole area just seems to be quite a busy area. And it's, again, it's old. And it's really old. I mean, the town must be quite old. This house was built in 1869.
Yeah.
It's not far off, 200 years. And I think it's similar to quite a lot of small towns when you go along this sort of part of America. Just these little towns pop up and they're just really old and just get abandoned.
Yeah, it's quite an imposing looking house. It does look like something I would see in the first thing that came to mind was Freddy Krueger. Looked like the kind of place that he would frequent. It does look haunted. Like he's expecting to see things in those windows.
Yeah, it reminds me a bit of Amityville, like in
my
head when you think of like them sort of films and stuff. Could easily be filmed there, be set there. But it does look good. It's pretty impressive. Another building, not too far away, is the First Unitarian Church. Again, this has had an interesting history. It was first built in 1830, so very close to 200 years ago. It burned to the ground in 1850. It was rebuilt again before it got burnt down again in 1901.
Wow.
And the current church, which you can see behind me watching the video version, that's been there since 1905. So that was not burnt down. Yeah, the first two incarnations of the church did get burnt down to rubble, basically.
Oh, wow.
But in 1934, the Reverend Philip Mercer, who moved there from good old England, just suddenly one night, he just became a bit ill. Started shaking, couldn't speak properly. Just random illness. And been a couple of days, no one had heard from him. So his friend, James McKinney, just went to the church to go and check on him and found the Reverend hanging in the doorway of the minister's study.
Oh, wow.
So obviously assumed that he'd killed himself for whatever reason after becoming ill. So it's all a bit sketchy. Became ill and then found hanging a few days later. But since his death, doing reports of voices and shadowy figures coming from the basement. The piano that's in the church allegedly plays by itself sometimes. And doors in the church would just open and close with no explanation. Again, another really old building and the land like around it, just really old.
Yeah.
So that's two of the buildings. Other reasons why Alton has his reputation of being pretty haunted. So there's a prison called the Alton Prison, which was the first state penitentiary in the state of Illinois. That originally opened in 1833, but was shut down in 1857 just because of the poor conditions, overcrowding, bad sanitary conditions, lots of illness, so it just got closed down. A few years later, obviously, Civil War was going on. In 1862, they reopened it as the Alton Federal Military Prison. And over 11,000 Confederate soldiers were held there over the 3 years.
Oh, wow.
That it was open, so very, very busy.
Yeah.
And overcrowded prisons for the 3 years that it used it during the Civil War. There's many deaths at the prison, including over 1,400 prisoners who died as the result of a smallpox outbreak.
Okay, yeah.
And the bodies were buried at an island just not far off the river. And they end up being called the Smallpox Island.
Oh,
so
wow.
The bodies just sent there to be buried during the Civil War. So the picture behind me is the prison, a sketch of it.
Okay.
Big high walls. But again, it's just badly kept, bad conditions.
Yeah.
And just not a nice place at all.
It's just a little bit different back in those days as well. It was not quite as sanitary as we would,
yeah,
if it would be,
yeah,
nowadays. But
it's originally meant to house, it's like 200 and odd rooms or prisons,
yeah,
cells, and it meant to house like 900 maximum prisoners, but there's thousands in there at a time, like
just shove them all in,
yeah, literally just stick them in, do what you can with them. Another building, again, old building, is the Mineral Springs Mall.
Okay.
It originally opened as a hotel when it opened in 1914. So it's a hotel originally, and there was a pool area and the lobby area. It's now recently been opened as like an antiques mall, and you can do ghost tours and stuff because of the history of the hotel and what's happened there. And the pool area's got a pretty dark history. So one of the ghosts that reside there around the pool area is Clarence, a 17-year-old who is said to have drowned in the pool, and his apparition, often seen wearing a brown suit, can be seen just walking around the pool. And it's actually his death certificate of the person who died, Clarence, actually in the lobby of the building. So it was someone that actually did die there.
Yeah.
And his apparition has been seen there.
It's a bit of a weird thing to have in the lobby of your hotel, though.
Yeah.
Someone who
people
died
who
there.
Died here.
Publicise.
Yeah, come stay at our hotel.
You may not last, but... Yeah.
Be the sound best like, place sound like an Eagles song.
Yeah.
And another death in that pool, got a bit younger, sadly. It was out of a small girl named Cassandra, who allegedly drowned during a birthday party that was taking place at the hotel. Many guests leave toys around. The pool's not there anymore. It's empty. I think it's just empty. And people leave like toys around the pool drain, like gifts for her. But something seemed to move as if like an unseen hand has touched them or is playing with them. And apparently her favourite colour was pink, this little girl. And during paranormal investigations that take place, quite a few have been there. Some TV shows have been there doing investigations. And like I say, you can do ghost tours and stuff there as well. But they've captured pink orbs and stuff around there, which they associate with like Cassandra and a bit of playfulness. And there's even been an EVP recording where a small girl can clearly be heard yelling for her grandma.
Oh, God.
On this EVP. So there's no death certificate in the lobby for Cassandra. So there's no... don't know if she did die there or not.
Yeah.
But like the orbs and the girl being a head has been seen there.
The pink orb's an interesting one, because normally you associate orbs a lot of the time as like a white light. So to have it pink, and her favourite colour's pink, and her being a girl, which I know nowadays pink's not necessarily a girl's colour, but back then it would have been. And the EVP. Ooh.
I was trying to find it, but I couldn't find it. It must have been maybe one of the TV shows, maybe.
Yeah, wow. I like that.
Yes, so that's just a few of the cases. Like I said, there's lots just for this little small town.
Yeah.
But I found these particularly interesting. And
yeah.
It could lend weight to it being the most haunted small town in America.
It's interesting because a small town, 25,000 people, that's a fairly big town, the UK-wise, I would say. I'm trying to put my head around how that'd be. So for all that kind of activity, even just a few things per sort of like 1,000 people, has got to be quite high. Like when we've done some of the other states as well, there seems to be a really high level of paranormal stuff happens in the United States. And obviously this one's in Illinois. Seems to be quite a lot, and like the buildings are old.
Could be that, like say the age of the buildings, they're all like 150 odd plus years old, which you don't get, like, especially in the big cities.
No,
that's nobody right. Get those old buildings.
Yeah, no, interesting. Yeah, thoroughly enjoyed that little snapshot of Illinois.
Yep, like every week, this is just a snapshot, like I say, of what sort of is going on. So anything that takes your interest, this is a bit of an intro to it, and just do your own digging and find out if it takes your interest.
Absolutely. So thanks for joining us for episode 13 of Paranormal United States. This was Illinois.